and for them to really speak about. The survey indicates that if you characterize, when we talk about Project 2025, which I know you've spoken about a lot on the show,
yes,
you've got to talk about it in the context of how it affects Black community and what it's doing specifically from a racial justice context, how it's pulling away our civil rights, deliberately attacking the Black community, using, you know, talking about critical race theory and pulling away, you know, diversity and DEI policies, basically almost 100 times. It's, you know, that's how pointed Project 2025 is against the Black community. So in order to really uplift this more and to make sure that people are using this on the ground, because we know it's critical, we're in the last days.
Yeah.
That what we're saying, we're having a briefing tomorrow, and you can go, that we're going to speak more about this messaging and what this really means and how you can use it on the ground. You can go to AAPF's website. So just go to AAPF, AfricanAmericanPolicyForum.org, and you can register for the briefing. It's tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And we're going to have Dr. Kimberly Crenshaw, you know, your good friend, Mike's friend, who's going to be speaking on it. I'll be moderating. Barbara, you know, we're looking at, hopefully you'll be able to join us for some. And we're going to have other speakers from National Coalition, NAACP, Melanie Campbell, you know, and many others, Georgia Delta, that are also going to be speaking. So we really hope that people can get this messaging out there.
And it's so important, you know, Daryl, Karen, Senator Hughes, everyone listening. It's so important because you have, yes, you have those hard heads who tell you, I don't know why I should vote. You know, and you have people who say, well, I don't think there's any difference between the candidates. Or we don't think there's any difference between the parties, or I don't know what the agenda should be to vote for. This messaging is key.
Yeah.
It's important. It's in this final stretch.
I would just recommend especially given the fact that our clergy and our spiritual leaders have essentially one final weekend.
Yeah.
Before they're in front of their congregations, their gatherings, wherever they might be, I will do my best to spread this conversation.
Thank you.
Through social media.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to tell you all
to get to them because they're delivering a message to a larger group of folks.
Exactly.
And they can spread that even further. So
amen. Amen.
I appreciate that, Daryl, and thank you so much for getting the word out. And if you can make that one also, so you know when you go to the website, you'll also see that we're also hosting a virtual barbershop for Black men, really focusing on what Black men really think about the election. You're going to have Justin Jones, Paul Butler, Keith Ellison, you know, Attorney General. I mean, we've got you know, a lot of, you know, notable figures in the Black community, Alvin Starks. I mean, so that's happening also on Friday. And you can find it again on the website and you can register for that. But we're doing our best to make sure that this message and that people are having the right conversations to get up off of the couches, right, and to make their voices heard. And
Tanya, you should know that Senator Hughes and I have the website up. We're looking at it right now. We brought it up real quick. We're looking at everything. So people go to aapf.org and look and become part of this conversation tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Tanya.
I appreciate you.
For all you do, you are one of God's blessings to all of us who believe in democracy and voting rights. You're brilliant. We are so absolutely grateful for your leadership.
And the same goes to you and to Daryl. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on today.
Well, thank you. Talk tomorrow. Looking forward.
Talk tomorrow.
All right. So, Daryl, are you there with the youth? Are you there yet?
We've run into some issues, Barbara. We've run into some issues. I really think this is a Baltimore-Philadelphia thing, but I'm not going to go there.
You know, here he goes again. You do not have on some old Raven shirt on.
Is it hurting? Is it hurting? Is it hurting now? What's going on?
Oh, Lord. What's he doing? Okay. Well, if you, I didn't know if you had anybody you wanted to, ask a question for, but if not, we'll keep going.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep going, Barbara.
All right. So I love that, barbershop conversation. Daryl, you've been doing them. And so it's you've been out there doing these barbershop conversations with the bros.
You know what, Daryl? I don't know if you've experienced this, but one of the barbershop conversations I had, and
yes.
Also because we've been doing Souls to the Poles as well,
yes.
Going to the churches and whatnot, and one of the big folks who is running for president has talked about suspending the Constitution.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lord,
I mentioned that in the barbershop conversation.
Yeah.
I said, well, you got stop and frisk, which is bad enough as it is.
Right.
But then the next evolution of that is the whole conversation around suspending the Constitution.
Yeah.
And what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Around, help me, counselor, your Fourth Amendment protections
of
the illegal
Eighth
church and
Amendment, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
And that essentially, if those protections are suspended, eliminated, then the police can come into the barbershop, come into the church.
Right.
And just roust up everybody.
That's right.
Round them up.
Mm-hmm.
Take them down to the jailhouse. Okay.
And
that caught people's attention.
Okay, you heard that, Karen, because you, Concerned Black Men, been sponsoring these barbershops also, right? Karen? Okay, she may not be on with us anymore. Okay, she dropped. Okay, I got it. But they also have been sponsoring these, and I'm so glad that you raised that, because people don't understand. There's something called the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Black folks! That's why we don't have slavery anymore, quote unquote. If you care about your freedom, your personal freedom, if you think the First Amendment, your right to say what you want to say and have your, right of freedom of expression, freedom of a religion, because some of these people believe if you're not Christian,
mm-hmm.
you have no right to practice your other religions or to be agnostic and not have a religion at all, whatever. But I want people to understand the importance of the Constitution. All right, now, in these final minutes of this show, we are in the final stretch, everybody. Are you ready to vote? Do you know how you're going to vote? But I want you to do something more also really important, not only for your vote. Take your pen right now and write down, or type it into your systems, every name of everybody you know you better check on. Donnie and them.
Yeah, Donnie and them.
All of them. I want you to write a whole list of them, the peeps who we need to check on to make sure that they voted. Because do you realize that in Florida, in 2020, something like a good 25% of all registered Black voters did not vote.
25%.
I mean, it was huge. That's the whole election there, folks. And I want you to understand that just because people tell you they're registered doesn't mean anything if they don't vote. And don't be talking about what the polls are saying. Polls don't vote. People vote. And you got to have your vote there. Don't be saying, well, my candidate is winning in the polls, so I don't need to go. Yes, you do. Don't let somebody be telling you that you don't, that your vote doesn't count, because there's millions of others. Yes, it does. Every single vote, there are elections that have been won by one vote, two votes.
Tied.
Yes.
You remember this, Barbara.
Yes.
Election before, I think it was a state delegate, a
Virginia,
state house in Virginia.
Right? Virginia.
Tied, and you had to pick out of the hat.
Yes.
Who was actually going to win.
Wasn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. It matters. It matters. All of these things matter. And I know
yes.
we got to do a better job of educating folks about why it matters.
Yes.
But in the world of social media.
Yes.
there's a responsibility on folks who say they're concerned about what's happening in their community. They should, if they're going to follow Mookie and the rest of them on social media, they should follow their state rep.
Yes.
They should follow their council person.
Yes.
They should follow their congressperson.
Okay.
Because many of us are putting this information out there and people are not picking it up.
That's right. And Daryl, as the last thing for this show, we want to let everybody know that we're going to be running an election protection command center program with the National Bar Association. Yes, that's the largest African-American association of black lawyers. We are going to be holding three command centers. We're going to have one in Milwaukee, one in Atlanta, and one national command center. We're covering the whole nation, including Pennsylvania, including Wisconsin, including Arizona, including Nevada, including Mississippi, including Louisiana, Texas, you name them. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to be watching all over the country. We're going to be looking for problems and complaints. You can call us. If you're not able to get to that 866-OUR-VOTE hotline, TJC has a hotline, and that's 833-TJC-VOTE, 833-TJC-VOTE. I turn it over to you to take us home, Daryl, because you're going to be running and helping C.K. Hoffler, attorney C.K. Hoffler, run that Atlanta Center. Go ahead.
And that's absolutely right, Barbara. We encourage everyone to check your voter registration status, to go to vote.org, be certain that you're registered, be certain that your polling place has not changed, and then get in that process, make that plan on how you're going to vote, and then vote the plan that you've made. Carry it forward to execution so that your vote is counted. And you can check to be certain that your vote has been counted at ballottracks.com, at ballottracks, T-R-A-X. To verify that your vote has been counted. Folks, until next Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, we're telling you, we're so thankful to have a state senator, Vincent Hughes, in Pennsylvania, who's guarding the right to vote of all Pennsylvania residents. We're so thankful to have Dr. Karen McCray with the National Concerned Black Men that's fighting for those issues. We're so thankful that there's a Robin Maddox that's looking out for voting rights throughout the state of Pennsylvania and elsewhere. Folks, until next Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, we encourage you, we implore you, we ask you, check your status, know where you're going to go, make your voting plan, and know what's happening. If you run into an issue in the voting, in the ballot box, in the polling place, you should call 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE, or 833-TJC-VOTE. Then you will have attorneys that are ready to assist you with whatever issue it is that you're having. If you're in Georgia and you're hearing this and you have a problem at the ballot box, we will be stationed with some of our National Bar Association lawyers and law students throughout polling sites throughout Georgia. So know that assistance is there and ready for you. Don't leave the polling place without casting a ballot. Very least, worst case scenario, cast a provisional ballot. Until next Tuesday, noon Eastern Standard Time, peace, everybody.
Peace and love.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
D.C., Chocolate City, the nation's capital. Join Vice President Kamala Harris for a campaign speech this Tuesday, October 29th in D.C. at the Ellipse, right outside the White House. Gates open at 3 p.m. Don't miss your chance to hear about the stakes of this election and learn how you can make a difference. RSVP at KamalaHarris.com/DC. Claim your spot now. That's Tuesday, October 29th at the Ellipse. See you there.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris President.
A stroke can be easy to detect. A loved one can't speak. Perhaps they can't move. But there's another sign of a stroke that many of us can't see. It's called spatial neglect, and it can occur during or after a stroke, causing distorted visual movements. Fortunately, there's a solution by using optical prism technology during rehabilitation. If you or a loved one have experienced a stroke, ask your doctor about spatial neglect. Spatial neglect. See the whole picture at KesslerFoundation.org.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.9. WMMJ, HD2. WKYL.